survive this not because you are righteous.
No.
Not because you know how to do it. Many of us, we feel like it's difficult, but it's simple. Miracle will happen in your life if you are saved genuinely as a child of God. If Jesus is ruling your life, demons will bow for you. If you are a child of God, that God is proud of you, you don't need to pray for favor. Whatever you turn to, people will favor you.
Amen.
People will just like you. Because you know what? Because you are in the right place, in the mind of God. But if you are in the mind of God, the Lord will always care for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So salvation is important, and do not let us take it for granted. It is all about the life.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
Father, one more time, we praise you. It's a privilege to come before you, to appear before you. And Father, this has never been because we know how to do it. It's not because of any reason, but we say it's because you had all the reasons. Thank you, Father, for our travelings, our going out, our coming back. Thank you for our sons. Thank you for our daughters. Thank you for our parents. Thank you for our home. Thank you for our sisters. Thank you for our brothers.
Thank you,
thank you for our husband. Thank you for our wives.
Thank you
for everything you are doing for
thank
us.
You,
you are a miraculous God.
Amen.
To you be glory forever and ever.
Yeah.
In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a seat, people of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So the message we are sharing today is what I call, what is salvation?
What is salvation?
Right? Somebody, let's say, what is salvation?
What is salvation?
Okay. So salvation is the title, is the core word that we are sharing today. Salvation. Salvation. What is salvation? Most words that we say today always have something in the origin. It comes from something. Is it that it has a Greek origin, it has an Arabic origin? All the words that we say have some origin. So the word salvation, at least we may not know the Greek meaning of salvation, we know salvation comes from the word save. Right? How many of us have used the word save at one point or the other? If you're a driver, you like to make a wrong turn. And by what he just told you, I said, don't make that turn. And as you make the right turn, you wait for your turn, you make the right turn, you saw the cops waiting for you to have made that mistake. And you say, God save me, oh. That is safe, right there. Okay? Something's about to happen, it didn't happen, you say, God save me. So we use the word save in different ways. But if you look at the meaning, it all means the same thing. Save means rescue. Somebody rescue you from something that would have happened. So save. So salvation comes from save. So when we're talking about salvation, salvation is a general term. It's not only a religious term. Okay? But when we're talking about save, save can be temporal, save can be permanent. The gratitude, the gravity of the save, of you not getting a ticket from a police, is different from someone that saved you from not losing your life. True or false? So they are not the same. So, but salvation that we are talking about today, it has everything to do with your life. The salvation of God. So it's different from the common terminology that we use. Save, salvation. What is salvation that we are talking about. In a nutshell, God made us in his image. He wanted us to enjoy everything, but we digressed, we transgressed, we failed God, and God turned out to become a sin. I mean, that attitude, that what we did became a sin on our part. God now saw it that this is sinful because you didn't do what I asked you to do. Okay, that is, I'm talking about the origin of salvation. And as a result of that, because of our disobedience, every disobedience called for punishment. Every sin called for punishment. Because human race sinned against God, we are to be punished. So, God said he will punish us. It doesn't matter if you call him a good God from morning to the night, he's still God that judges people.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So, what will God do, because he loved us, is that he wanted to have someone to pay for your sin. Because God cannot change his mind. He's a God of orderliness. Whatever he says is final. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away. A jot of my word shall not pass without accomplishing his goal. God said that a soul that sins shall die. He cannot come back and say, a soul that sins shall not die. So as a result of that, all of us, we are due for punishment. Punishment by death as a result of our sins. And you say, what sin are you talking about? I didn't kill nobody. I didn't do anything bad. Yes, you did. Okay? You know why? Your parents were not saints. Your great-great-grandparents were not saints. And great-great-great, down to the first man, the first woman, they were sinners, Adam and Eve. And we received that nature. None of us sitting out here or standing up this morning can say, I am pure, 100%. There's one thing or the other that is not perfect in your life that makes you a sinner. And God didn't say, a person that kills somebody shall die. He didn't say, somebody that steals something shall die. He didn't say, somebody that lies shall die. He said, a person that sins shall die. So it doesn't matter if your sin is small, another one is big. A sinner must die. So, guess what God did? Because he can't change his mind. He made somebody to pay for our sin.
That's right.
And who was that person?
Jesus
Christ. So, Jesus Christ paid the penalty of our sin. That is what we call salvation. Oh, Jesus saved us. That's why we call him a savior. That's what the word came from. A savior. Okay? So Jesus came to save us from the punishment of destruction that could have come on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 3:16. Let's say it. Say it very well. See? We all know it. For God so loved the world. That is all about salvation. Whatever your Christianity is today, if you don't live by that simple line that all of us know, you are still not a Christian. Do you understand that? Sometimes, we leave the simplest one, we go after the rigid one. I mean, the difficult ones. What am I saying in essence? This thing I'm preaching today is not new. But guess what? That is the secret of your life. So we don't think that it's as important as us coming over here, talk about faith, talk about deliverance, talk about prosperity, talk about victory, talk about signs and wonders. We don't think it's important. We consider those to be the most important thing. But let me tell you, those things sometimes you have to struggle before you get them. You will pray hard before a miracle happens. You don't have to pray hard before salvation happens. As this salvation is everything about your life.
Hallelujah.
See? People that, there's a city in Nigeria they call Sokoto. If you are living in the south, you will travel many hours, probably 3 days by car before you get to Sokoto. If you are living in the south. Okay?
2 days.
Okay, 2 days, including the night.
The night.
Okay, now you are going to Sokoto to go and buy something. Now knowing that what you are looking for is in your pants. That's what they say. What you are going to Sokoto is in your Sokoto. Yes. It will cost you 2 days, sleepless night, and all those aggravations, risk of accident, but it's already in your pocket. You don't pray for salvation. I mean, you don't seek, you don't stress, you don't even fast. It's free. It's easy. It's simple. Of any manner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So people of the Lord, let me tell you something. What we are praying for, that we needed, is already in our hands as a matter of, by the virtue of the salvation. It is not, the miracle that happened in your life today is not because you are righteous. Not because you know how to do it. Many of us, we feel like it's difficult, but it's simple. Miracle will happen in your life if you are saved genuinely as a child of God. If Jesus is ruling your life, okay, demons will bow for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen.
If you are a child of God, that God is proud of you, you don't need to pray for favor. Whatever you turn to, people will favor you.
Amen.
People will just like you. Because you know what? Because you are in the right place, in the mind of God. But if you are in the mind of God, the Lord will always care for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So salvation is important, and do not let us take it for granted. It is all about your life. And those things that we have been mentioning, they are earthly. Right? God did not send Jesus to come and give you money. He didn't send Jesus to come and protect you from your boss that was weak, that is wicked. Okay? God sent Jesus to come and give you salvation so that you can go to heaven. So if anyone does not have Jesus, the person is not going to heaven. If anyone does not confess Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior, the person has no place in the kingdom of God. You can have all the money. You can have all the protection. You can have all the deliverance. You can have all the safety. You can have all the benefits. But the Bible says, what profits a man that gains the whole world and loses his soul? How many people come to church because they want God to bless them? How many people give charity because they want God to bless them? Okay? How many people are good people that actually doing the right thing to help other people? Many, many people. You're talking about charity, go to different places. They don't have to be Christians. People that are nice, they don't have to be Christians. But Jesus says, Father, send me. For our life, he gave his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you watch that my WhatsApp message during Christmas? One lady with one little boy. The lady was trying to slaughter a chicken. And that boy was crying. No, don't kill. Crying like crazy. And the woman wanted to cut the neck of the chicken again. So, then I texted my friend. I said, look at it. Actually, it was one that responded. I said, by the time that he's eating rice without chicken now, he will forget that he was crying. That mama should not kill chicken. See, Jesus Christ gave his life for what you enjoy today.
That's true, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
So, if you are saved, then be saved genuinely. If you are saved, take it seriously. Don't take it for granted. If you are saved, let everyone know that you are saved. If you are saved, do it in the secret, do it in the open. If you are saved, stop pocketing your Jesus. Share your faith with other people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8. I want everybody to open. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Okay, if you are there, let's read. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's read verse 9. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath from him. Amen?
Amen.
What did you say? He said this. While you are still a sinner, Christ died for you. While you are still a sinner, Christ died for you. Okay? Listen. Christ died for you while you are still a sinner. You are saved because Christ died for you. Somebody said, Christ died for me.
Christ died for me.
Okay, because Christ died for you, you are going to heaven. Amen. That's as so simple as that. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
But now, how can somebody obtain salvation? Write it down. How can somebody obtain salvation? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. The first thing is that you must have willingness of mind. You must have willingness of mind. How many of us have been in a crusade? Or you are watching on the TV, they are making altar call. They call it altar call. Who want to give their life to Jesus? And you see people coming out. How many of us have seen it before? We have taken part in it before. Some of us. Okay? You know, out of those people that come out, some will come out because my friend stood up, let me also stand up. That's for example, there are three people or five people sitting on the front row. Okay? Four people stand up, you don't want to look like a devil. So you will follow them too. Hallelujah. That is not salvation. Alright? That is not salvation. Salvation is not emulating others. It's not doing it because they are doing it. Salvation is
personal. From the heart.
Right? I love Jesus because I love Jesus. Because it's my choice. I can choose not to. But I choose to. Because I know the benefit that I will get out of it. Because I know that my righteousness can never get me to heaven. Because I know that if God is counting righteous people from morning to the night, he will never mention my name. So I better serve Jesus so that my name can be written in the book of life. You know what? You use a pen, it will be washed away. You use pencil, it will be washed away. But guess what God used to write my name? The blood of Jesus. That's what he used to write my name, James Tyone.
Hallelujah.
Salvation is my personal choice. To be a Christian is my personal choice. Hey, guys, are you a Christian because your parents are Christians? You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. You're a Christian because I love Jesus. I am a Christian. I'm a child of God. I'm going to heaven. I believe in Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. I'm not doing it because somebody said I should do it. I'm doing it because I want to do it. God, Professor, God bless you.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay? It will not be convenient. Many of us will still go to work. Like Pastor Joseph will go to work after service. Right? When my brother was just coming from work, I don't know. Okay? Sometimes it will not be convenient, but you know what? I do it because I love Jesus. And we're still not talking about salvation. We're talking about salvation. Do you confess Jesus because your spouse has confessed Jesus? Or you do it because you want to? The Lord will help you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
So, the next I have mentioned, willingness of mind, right? What follows is confession of faith. Confession of faith. Confession of faith. Right? Definitely. Okay, now let's look up. Let's assume that they are doing interview. Okay? You apply for a job, they call you for an interview. You're sitting in front of the guy, the interviewer, and the guy is asking you some questions. And you are looking at him, like Sister Tukum is looking at me. Looking at me. And the guy is asking question. What is accounting? Mumbosinu. Will the guy give you a job? Miss Brown? He's asking you a question. What do you know about this job? What degree? And you are not responding. You say, I know it in my mind.
How do you know you are the best candidate for this job?
How do you know you are the best candidate for this job? Yeah, they like to ask that type of question. And you are looking, I know it in my mind already. You won't get the job, you know, right?
No way.
Salvation is by confession. Even though you say it in your mind, you believe it in your mind, confess it with your mouth. Alright? Say it and let heaven bear witness and let men bear witness. Let heaven and earth bear witness that you are a child of God. Why would Jesus release himself to be baptized by John? Sir, why? Jesus didn't need anybody to baptize him. He's already Son of God. He's already Savior of the world. In fact, he was commissioned right from heaven. Okay? And he still submitted himself to John to baptize him. Because he wanted heaven to witness and earth to witness.
That's right.
So, confession is necessary for your salvation. Don't know it. I know it in my mind. No, know it with your mouth also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know how to wink my eyes when I remember when I'm still young. I'm still young anyway. But before I got married, I know how to wink my eyes like this. My wife, my dear, if I wink my eyes like this from morning till evening, will you marry me? At least the best you can do is you wink your eyes back. Right?
No complication.
So he can't walk. He cannot walk. Okay? Whatever you believe, you act it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So confess Jesus with your mouth. Let's read it one more time, then I will join you now. Let's read it. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So salvation is important for each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
The next one is that you must repent of your sin. Amen?
Amen.
Repentance. I will try to explain a little bit over here. What is repentance? See, this is where the song is useful that we used to sing. I surrender unto thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Hallelujah. You see, when you give your life to Jesus, you surrender to Jesus. So you know what that means? That means that you give something to get something. Alright? I know we love to say salvation is free. Salvation is by grace. And it's true. Absolutely. But you have to release something. You cannot be saved and you are behaving as if you are not saved. You cannot be saved and your mind has not changed. Something has to change.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because, listen, I want to be committed to my wife. That's why I said, will you marry me? I love you. And the day she said yes, guess what? My mind comes settled right away that this is my wife. Okay, when we got married. Now, when you say, I accept Jesus, because your mind says it with loyalty, with a complete mind, Holy Spirit comes in and changes you. So you are not the same person that you used to. We are not saying that you will become an angel overnight. No. But you know what? Your thinking will be different. Some things you could do freely without thinking twice before, now you will think twice. Something that don't mean so much to you, now will mean a lot to you. Things that you will do freely, carelessly, you will do it carefully. You will choose your word. You will choose your behavior. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You will be a godly person because you are now being ruled by the Spirit of the Lord. So when you give your life to Jesus by saying, I confess Jesus, you open your mouth, you breathe out, you breathe in, you speak out, at the same time, you say the word that invites the Spirit of God to take over. And the Spirit of the Lord is the one that changes you. The Bible says, the Spirit in us crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit bear witness in us that we are children of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the Spirit that brings the conviction that you are a child of God. Listen, the day that called Jesus comes, the day of rapture, what will become wings on your shoulder and fly is the Spirit of God that lives in you.
I hear you, sir.
Yes.
That's right.
So, the Spirit of the Lord must be ruling you for you to be a bona fide child of God. For you to be an heavenly bound person. For you to be someone that will not be disappointed on the last day. The Spirit of the Lord must change you from inside to outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot be a child of God and you are tempting other people to fall to sin. Amen. Maybe this is not peculiar about men, but about women, it's peculiar. Okay? You cannot be wearing your underpants and come into church and say, I saw them there, I'm worshiping God. Of course, you're worshiping God. But you know that your action is also causing sin, leading other people into sin. That is, the Spirit of God has not worked in you. You are not given a chance. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord must be ruling you. That what confirms you a child of God. Not my tie, not my suit.
Not the Bible.
Not the Bible, not the microphone. Not my preaching. The Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The last section. Take step. After you have received salvation, you must take step. As a child of God, what should you do? Now that you are saved, you have confessed Jesus, you have opened your mouth, you have received Jesus. The Spirit of God is taking over now and is ruling you, correcting you, improving you, encouraging you. What should you be doing as a child of God? You cannot be a child of God and be a dormant Christian. You cannot be a Christian that is without action. No. Christianity it involves a lot of actions. Some interactions have to get involved. One of them, number one, you must read your Bible on a daily basis. I'm talking about steps that you must take after you have received salvation. Read your Bible on a daily basis. Every day, read your Bible. Your Bible. You must read it. As a Christian. Not occasionally. Not on Sunday. What?
Every day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next one is, you must worship God on a personal level. Worship God on a personal level. You must worship God on
personal level.
Did I say worship God in church? I said worship God on
personal level.
So you worship God on a personal level. Please, what I'm saying is this. I'm talking about after you have received salvation. It is more than just saying I'm saved. It requires work. There is nothing in the world that you don't put effort that will give you results. Nothing. You don't invest into your marriage, you don't get good results.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah.
You don't invest in your job, you don't get good results. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. Make it what? Personal. Worship God on a personal level. Okay? You know what I mean? When you're taking shower, we sing this song. When was the last time you worshiped God on a personal level? Don't forget, this is personal. You must know the song personally and sing it personally. Okay? Nothing that you don't invest will give you results. It doesn't matter what it is. If God doesn't invest into you, you will not go to heaven. You know that. Part of God's investment is that He puts somebody to be preaching to you every Sunday. So God is doing His part. So you too, you must be doing your part as a child of God. Don't just fold your hands. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't fold your hands. Make your own contribution. So contribute for your into your salvation too. By studying the Word of God. By worshiping God on a personal level. The third one is that you must pray to God personally. How many of us don't know how to pray? Many Christians don't know how to pray. You know that, right? Many Christians, prayer is out of it. They don't pray. They know Bible, but they don't know prayer. God has said, every good thing I lay my hands on shall prosper. Surely goodness and mercy of God shall follow me every day of my life. I shall not die but live to declare the word of the Lord. They don't say, I shall be the head, I shall not be the tail. They know the word. But prayer is not in their reader. No. Prayer is a communion. Communion. You are communicating with God. You are having a fellowship with God. A fellowship. The last one is this. Attend a Bible-believing church. Attend a Bible-believing church. Okay? This is, don't deceive yourself. Attend a Bible-believing church. Okay? How many people go to church because they want to socialize? How many people go to church because that church is big? How many people go to church because they dress good in that church? How many people go to church because they're looking for a job? There's a connection here. People go to church for different reasons. But you go to church for the sake of going to heaven. What people don't understand is this. If you make way for, if you your heart is towards God, God will provide for those things that you are looking for. He will send the right person into your life. He will send the right resources. He will make the right connections. Hallelujah. People that helped me in life, many of them I don't know them before. I didn't know them from here down. So stop wasting your time. Do the right thing for you to get the right result. Serve the Lord and see if God will not bless you back. Amen.
Amen.
And keep learning about God as you go to Bible Believing Church. Don't just go there and be part of it and just be sitting and watching. Be part of them. Amen. I love it when people go to church, they join a group, maybe prayer group, maybe Bible school group, this group, that group. It's good. That is a service to God. You are not doing it for anybody, you are doing it for God. And lastly, keep healthy relationship with the people of God. Healthy relationship.
Healthy.
Hallelujah. Healthy. You must have healthy relationship with the people of the Lord. You know, many of us, what we don't get understand is this. Sir, when I minister to your life, I am worshiping God. It's not only when you lift holy hands. When you minister to other people's lives, you are worshiping God. Because God needs somebody to meet that person's need. to be there for that person. And for the reason that you are doing it, you are an answered prayer for that person. Because that woman is praying to God, and now you are the one that God sent. You become an angel of God. So, have healthy relationship with people of the Lord. Be dear, be prayerful, be encouraging, be motivating, be giving moral support, be assisting in whatever capacity you have as a child of God. You see, now Christianity is much more than what you are thinking. And that is what they call practicing Christians. You are practicing Christianity. That's what makes Christianity to survive up to today. All the persecution that the church faced, church continued to stand. Because brethren, they were dear for each other. Hallelujah. Please, will you now pray and close your eyes and bow down your heads and say, God, here are the words that I've heard. Please, I am taking it seriously from today. The Lord, I pray you will give me grace that my salvation your salvation in my life will be something that will take me to heaven. I don't want to be like a flower that sprouts in the morning that dies in the evening. I want you to help me to have a willing mind and let my confession of Jesus Christ be genuine. Lord, help me to repent from my sin. Let the Holy Spirit take over my life. God, I know that salvation is free, but help me to be doing my due diligence as a child of God. Help me to pray on a daily basis. Help me to study the Bible on a daily basis. Help me to worship you on a daily basis. Help me to be part of the church, minister to the lives of other people. I pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
If you have not given your life to Jesus, you have not prayed this prayer before, please let us bow down our heads. As a matter of fact, all of us are going to say it together. Let bow down your heads and let's say, are you willing? Be willing. If you are not willing, don't open your mouth. But if you are willing, I want us to pray this prayer together. Close your eyes and bow down your heads. Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to say it. Say what I'm saying. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I have heard your word. That I need to confess you. And I need to believe my confession. That Jesus Christ is God. Therefore, I am taking the stand today. I, please mention your name, James Olajinka Taiwo. I give my life to Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Therefore, I repent from my sin. I accept Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. And from now on, I will be serving God. And I will be worshiping His Son Jesus. And I will serve Him unto the end. Please keep my name ever written in the book of life.
For
Jesus' name I have
prayed.
Amen. Please let me pray with you. Father, in Jesus' name, we have received your word. We have prayed the prayer of faith. Please sanction this and make it to germinate, to bear profiting and everlasting fruit.
Amen.
That will rejoice forever in your kingdom.
Amen.
Let your spirit help us to remain fit for your kingdom.
Amen.
Count us worthy, O God, for we receive by grace. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.